Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest is not St. Augustine after all, but as I'm sure you recognize, the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson.
Mr. Allen, there seems to have been some misunderstanding.
Oh?
Lord Russell was under the impression that he was to participate in a debate. Consequently, when he heard you introducing Augustine, he objected to what he took to be the form of your program.
I see, Mr. President. Well, I had planned to interview
Augustine. May I make a suggestion?
Oh, certainly, sir.
If your plans are flexible, it might be interesting at that to bring these two distinguished philosophers out together, since they seem to have already begun their argument in the waiting room.
Mr. President, you have a good sense of theater. That's a capital suggestion, sir. Well, since I've already introduced Augustine, then I'll just say a few words now about Lord Russell by way of introduction, if I may. Could I trouble you to find out if both gentlemen are prepared to enter on those terms?
It would be my pleasure.
All right. Thank
you. Gentlemen?
Oh, and you might, Mr. President, let me know of Her Majesty's wishes in all this.
Very well.
Or is she upstairs? Well, I don't know what's going on. Anyway. I hope there'll be no further delay. Having Bertrand Russell appear with us represents something of a departure in that he does not come to us out of an earlier century, but died only a few years ago. It's sometimes risky to hazard a guess as to which of one's contemporaries will be remembered 100 or 1,000 years into the future, but there can be little doubt about Bertrand Russell's importance. His contributions to philosophy and mathematics are significant, and he's one of those philosophers who do not simply observe events from relative isolation, but rather play an active part in the social drama of their times. As with all men of great knowledge and vision, his views were ahead of their time and caused him to be despised in certain quarters. In 1903, for example, he was branded a devil's minister because he said a free man should worship as he saw fit and not as instructed by the churches. In 1940, he was refused a post at the City College of New York because of his views on sex and marriage. And in 1961, he was jailed in England because he took part in demonstrations against nuclear warfare. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Bertrand Russell.